Good morning. We're continuing Chayyotim Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Aleph, and we're learning Siman Hey. So the Chayyotim says, Yarbe bebosar ubedogim umatamim kfi yecholtoi. A person should, in honor to give kavod to Shabbos, a person should, and to have onik Shabbos, a person should try to have a nice, plentiful suda, including bosar, dogim, and matamim, and good tasting food kfi yecholtoi according to the person's financial ability. Now, the Chayyotah mentions that one should have basar, one should have dogim, and one should have matamim. Is there an actual chiyuv of basar on Shabbos? So the language of the Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim in Siman Reish Nun, Sid Bey says, Yarbe bebasar v'yayin, u'mikdonos kefi yachotoy. So it's a fairly similar language to the language of the Chayyotah, but this is a language that's taken from the Rambam. It sounds like one has to have basar on Shabbos. However, the Mishnah Berurah in the halachas of Tisha B'Av, it's in Tav Kuf Nun Beis, it says that there's not a chiyuv to have basar on Shabbos. The chiyuv is to have onik Shabbos. So a person enjoys basar, obviously that would be an appropriate thing to do, to be a way to express the onik Shabbos. But it's not a chiyuv, a person, it's not like Yom Tov, where there's a mitzvah of simcha, and the mitzvah of simcha is expressed, according to the Gemara, through basar. Whereas Shabbos, there is not a mitzvah of simcha, there's a mitzvah of kavod and the mitzvah of oneg. There's a mitzvah of giving it some type of special type of treatment, the kavod, and oneg of enjoying it. But the idea of simcha, that person feels a certain state of satisfaction. So Chazal learned that out, that referring to basar and yayin is not said in regards to Shabbos. So what's interesting is that the Chayyotim does not mention yayin, the Shulchan Aruch does mention yayin. In the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, there in Siman Reish Nun, in Os Yud Aleph, he brings that nowadays it's not standard anymore that the meal required to have yayin in it. And that's the language of the Mishnah Berurah in the halachas of Hilchos Brachos. So as long as a person has drinks that he enjoys to drink, whatever they would be, juices, sodas, etc., and the person, therefore, has an enjoyable drinking experience on Shabbos, the person has fulfilled their obligation. There's no unique obligation of having yayin specifically, which seems to be borne out by the language of the Chayyotim. The Chayyotim mentions having fish. This is a Gemara. The Gemara says that the person is mekayim onik Shabbos by having a certain type of fish. But the Poskim assume that was there in those days. That was the way to show a chashivus, a significance for a meal, was they used to have a certain type of a dish made out of fish. But nowadays, again, we would have the types of dishes and foods which we enjoy, and a person will fulfill onik Shabbos with that way. Al pi Kabbalah, there is a very special inyan of having fish by all three meals of Shabbos. Fish are unique, that the process of making them mutter to eat does not require shkita. Shkita means that there's something which has to be removed from the animal. Al pi Kabbalah, there's this nefesh, lower nefesh, which is in the dam, which has to be removed. Fish do not require that. It means the fish are on a higher spiritual level, and therefore it's appropriate to eat them in Shabbos. But that's not a halachic requirement. That is a Kabbalistic approach, which many Hasidim are very, very careful about. But again, that's not a halachic requirement. So the Chayyotim says that a person should basically try to make Shabbos, the experience of eating foods in Shabbos, as pleasurable as possible. He continues and he says, "V'yashkes hasak and shezeu hakol mikvod haShabbos." A person should sharpen the knife because it's kavod Shabbos. My wife quotes from her mother-in-law, that used to always say the reason why you do that is because if the knife is not sharp and you cut the challahs, you end up smushing down the challahs, and the wife gets upset that her beautiful challahs got smushed, and you undermine Shalom Bayis. So it's actually the language of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why the Ramah says one should sharpen the knife, because it could bring to an argument. If the knives don't cut easily, people get, the food is harder to cut, to eat, people get a little bit grouchy, and that's not a good thing to do on Shabbos. So part of the Kavod Shabbos is we set up the meal in such a way that people will be able to benefit and have pleasure from the meal as easily as possible. V'dama b'daitoi, a person should create an attitude in his mind. Kilo yavo elav l'hisachsein melech basar b'dom. Had he had a guest, which was a flesh and blood human king, how much would he do to greet a very, very special guest? He would have the house thoroughly cleaned. He would make all the beds. The house would be very presentable. So that is true for Melech Basar Adam, so much more so for the special guest called Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Malkus. Have a good day.